Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Hello, Sharks. My name is Thomas Cuco, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My company is Table 87 Frozen, Cold Oven Pizza, home in a cold oven slice. I am here seeking $200,000 for 10% equity in my company. Hey, Sharks, are you familiar with the frozen pizza game?
Yes.
When was the last time you were able to buy frozen cold oven pizza by the slice or pie? I'm going to tell you when. Never. Until now. Hey, Marco, let's show me where this unique East Coast dough works. That's a Brooklyn-style toss.
Great job.
I pride myself in using only the finest of ingredients, such as fresh mozzarella, fontina cheese, altocucino tomatoes, Reggiano Parmesan, drizzled with 100% olive oil, topped off with fresh basil. My pies are incredible. My pizza is cooked in a 900-degree coal-fired oven, where my pizza flash cooks in under 2 minutes. My pizza goes from my coal oven to your table in a matter of minutes. Forget about it. I can see your mouths are watering. How about a taste? Marco, let's feed these sharks.
Forget about it.
Mark, I got you a beautiful, gluten-free,
that's
certified
pie. That's what's up right
pie.
There. Yes, sir.
I want you to enjoy it.
You're my new hero.
It's mine, Thomas.
You got it, Barbara.
Yummy.
That is
thank you very much.
A New York style.
It's beautiful.
Brooklyn cold oven slice.
Press,
huh? Oh, my God. That's good pie.
This is excellent.
That comes off our 20-inch pie, and that's the slice we package and sell to the supermarkets.
You're basically flash freezing pizza you make, right?
Yes.
And so then you are selling it to distributors to put it in retail freezers, right?
Correct.
That's a tough business. Pizza is a commodity.
Yes, it is.
There are hundreds of players, large and small, in the frozen pizza business. Tell me why you are going to be different than they are.
Well, you know, I've always felt that you were never really able to get a really quality pie frozen. I decided when I had my cold oven shops that I was going to change all that. I then started to develop packaging where I was able to flash freeze my pizza and get it into the supermarket.
The cold oven seems to be something very important to his brand. He keeps saying cold oven. And so pizza is usually just in a fire. It's just like in a pit. I don't really know, but he keeps saying cold oven like it's part of his brand. And so we got to pay attention to that.
Are you in the supermarkets?
We are in 250 supermarkets, some of them being Whole Foods Market, Fairway Market.
And what are you selling for?
The pie sells to the market for $6.50. The suggested retail is $9.99 on the pie. The slice sells to the market at $3. Suggested retail is $4.99.
And how's it
selling? What are the sales like?
We started the business 9 months ago on the frozen end of it. My total sales has been $260,000.
And where do you make the pies?
We are currently making the pies in our brick and mortars right now.
That's a problem.
Why is
you
that?
Want to scale this business, you need a commercial kitchen with the same quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I'm here for. The $200,000 would be used for ovens.
Thomas, are you offering us a piece of your whole business, or is it simply this operation?
I'm offering 10% of my frozen company.
Only
not the restaurants.
Not the
but your restaurant business is picking up a lot of the expense. You're using those ovens. You're using the similar personnel, if not the same people. How do we know what part of the pies is ours and how much is yours?
In order to really start scaling this company, we need to get this thing under one roof.
Totally separate.
Totally separate. We need to put it under, it's got to be its own entity at this point.
Thomas, do you know why the big brands like Domino's don't go into the frozen pizza section?
Because they don't know what they're doing.
No, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're the largest pizza.
Good answer. They don't know what they're doing. He said that with his hand on his hip like, because they ain't me. They don't know what they're doing. That's a Brooklyn attitude for you.
Player on earth. So the cost of maintaining on a scaled basis some footage inside a freezer in a big box retailer is
expensive.
Really high.
I haven't had a problem yet. I never paid one slotting fee. I've never been asked for
slotting. You're local, you're small.
And we are small. But listen, for a New Yorker to buy pizza package frozen the way they're buying our product, it says a lot for our product.
But let's talk about this, right?
Yeah.
What does it take? I take this back. Can I pop it in a microwave?
It's a fully cooked product. You could take this out and leave it on your desk, and in 20 minutes, it'll be warm enough to start eating it.
Right.
It's fully cooked. You're not cooking it.
Right, you're just heating it.
You're just heating it.
Right.
It's a heat and serve.
See, to me, that's the upside, right? We're going into an on-demand economy.
Of course.
Right, where people want things when they want, how they want, with the most convenience, right? Just take these and just crank them out, throw them in a microwave, $4.99. I see a business there. Do you sell anything online and
ship? We have our online launching in about 3 weeks from now. We are in Good Eggs. We are launching with Fresh Direct. Amazon Fresh is a big interest in us.
That's the gold mine, right? Okay, so look at it this way. Forget the stores. Be the godfather of this on-demand delivery in pizza.
Right.
Trying to get into all these stores in the frozen food section is a bear.
That's what we're doing.
Thomas, look, I eat a lot of pizza. It's actually a very healthy food. Brutally competitive market. Sometimes it's better to be a big fish in a little pond. I think for you to take an investment and try to go after that major space is going to be very difficult.
Robert, we want to expand. The reason we need these four ovens now is to set up possibly 5,000-10,000 bars in New York City. I mean, it's endless what we could do on the heat and serve end. I'm not just talking about the supermarkets. Supermarkets are a great place to be in. I understand it's very competitive, but the bars, the arenas, they're there having a beer. They want it right now.
I just see that as too risky. I'm out.
Thank you, Robert.
Thomas, I got to tell you, it's so good. But there's no way the idea is worth $2 million.
It's not just the idea, it's the product. They keep saying that the food is good, the pizza is good, and then the convenience of it's already done. You're not cooking it. That's the convenience of the product, you know? And so I don't understand why they're not getting it. And
I'm going to wait. Let's see what happens here.
I'm not, you're stealing all my lines.
I'm sorry.
He certainly is. Let me fill in the blanks.
Not too bad. It's my line now.
Let me tell you what I love about this business. You're the real deal, the real personality. Everybody's responding to you. Who wouldn't love to hang out in your kitchen? All of us, right?
There you go.
Yeah. I happen to think that you're going in a couple of directions at once, and some of them aren't so wise. Uh-huh. I don't even think you're going to do so well selling online.
Because you don't think so?
Yeah. Let's say that we did a deal together. You would have to commit that you're only going to sell single slices. That's your sweet spot here.
That is a diamond in the rough we have, I think,
but
is the single
still
slice.
But here's what bothers me. How do I know what's mine, what's yours? I mean, you're the kind of guy, you're going to have an idea in a minute. Hey, not only that, I'm going to do this, not only that. Now you're talking about bars. Is that my business? Is that your business? Is that your pizza business?
No, that would be a part of the frozen business. I think anything we do under the frozen roof would be a part of
it's all frozen.
Our business. Exactly. My brick and mortars are there strictly to build up this product, build the brand.
Yeah.
People come in, they get a slice off the counter, they know they can buy us in the supermarket.
Barb, are you making an offer?
Yeah, I'll make an offer. But I want a lot more of your business.
Ooh.
One shark is out. Barbara likes Thomas's frozen pizza company, Table 87 Pizza, but she wants a bigger slice than the 10% he came in offering.
I'll make an offer, but I want a lot more of your business. As adorable as you are, I'll give you $200,000 for 30%.
Whoa. Ouch.
She's not so adorable now.
Yeah, ouch. Wow. She took a whole slice out of your pie.
A whole slice?
I gotta tell
but
you,
I thought... But I can make your pie a lot bigger.
I'll make it interesting
for you. A
lot
bigger, faster.
I'll make it interesting just because I like to mess with Barbara a little bit and give you other options. I don't think it is possible to separate the businesses or you from
I don't either.
Because you're the real deal and I feel your energy. And one of the reasons I'm loving the pie is the story, all of that around it. You're the guy, okay? You need capital. So I have a deal that's very similar to this called Wicked Good Cupcakes where I own no equity, zero.
Right.
Nothing. It's a family business, and it's growing like hell. They paid me back through a royalty, all right? If you want to go into a deal like that, I'll give you the $200,000, and only on the frozen, you pay me back a little bit every slice. I'll give you $200,000. What can you afford to pay me per slice?
Well, if I did a royalty, if I decided to do a royalty, I could probably pay 25 cents on a slice.
Okay, so let's say it's 25 cents. After I get back $600,000, we're done.
Three times.
I helped you build it. We're partners. If you still love me after that, you keep me on board. It's your decision.
That's called loan shark.
I would do the trade. I could probably get that money on 18th Avenue.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have me.
Save some money.
You wouldn't have me. And I think two guys with haircuts like this can go a long way, buddy.
I think we could. I'm going to think about it.
I think you should. I would not give up 30% of your business to any of these sharks.
Well, maybe Lori has an offer, Thomas.
I have an offer, Thomas, because I absolutely love it. I'm going to make you an offer. You can't refuse.
I love it.
My offer is going to be, I'm going to give you $250,000.
Whoa.
For 20%. Because more I think money. You're going to need a little bit more money in the beginning to ramp up. I also have a great relationship with all the natural food chains out there. I like the slice, but I also like selling the pie. I think there's a market for both. But I also like your idea of also getting it out there into bars and other places. I believe, why not, if you have the manpower and the brain power and you plan it out correctly.
That's right.
You can hit all places.
Exactly.
Wow,
so
Thomas.
I really want in.
I like that.
She got a real good offer. She came in with more money, giving them more money. And she came in under Barb's deal. Barbara's deal was 30% to give him the $200,000 that he asked for. She's saying she'll give him $250,000 because she knows he's going to need more money for 20%. And she wants to do whatever it is that he wants to do. Go into the bars, the arenas, sell the slice. I think she wanted to add selling the whole pie. Because I don't know if that's a part of his business model right now. I think he just sells by the slice. But she's saying she liked the idea of actually selling the whole pie. And so I like Lori's deal, and it seems like he like it too. It shouldn't be too long for him to say I accept, but he should still counter. So let's see.
Thank you, Lori.
Well,
thank
she you gave you more than you were looking for.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what are you? Are you in?
Mark, we are launching our gluten-free product this fall, along with two other products. It's going to be the mushroom white truffle oil and the prosciutto lace pie. Those are our two top sellers in the store. Good. This year, we're going to break $3 million in the two stores.
Not bad.
You know, I love the idea, except for the stores.
Okay.
I hate the ideas of the stores. I think your gold mine is through on demand, creating an infrastructure to go and sell at retail is difficult.
Thomas, you've done pretty well on
that
your own.
Is difficult. The whole fresh direct side, I think that's where you should stick. I'll be a customer, but I'm out.
Thank All right, you, Thomas. Thank you.
There's come no. Back. Come there's back no. To me.
I'm glad that he went out because it sounded like he wanted to change his whole business model. He wanted to get rid of the stores, and if he would have became a partner, you know, with Mark Cuban money, you know, he probably could have convinced him to do away with the stores. But like he said, the stores is what's building the brand, you know, and those pieces don't have flavors. But the type of pieces that he said that's coming up, the white truffle oil, the prosciutto, whatever, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it sounds real good. And he sounds like he's the type of entrepreneur that has a very solid business strategy, you know, and so he seems like he'll be a good person to partner with. And so I really do hope that Lori gets this deal, but let's see.
Still coming from Mark.
I want you.
She wants
Thomas.
You.
And what my offer is $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert, there's no dough coming from Mark. They are
20%, but you need to tell me now.
No.
Lori, would you consider 18%?
No.
That's why I always.
I consider 19.
No, Thomas, listen to me. I have a better deal
done.
Here.
Done.
I should have moved faster. I hate losing a Lori.
You're always welcome to the store.
Thomas, this is,
thank
I'm
you
not
so much.
Joking you. We
thank
got
you,
it.
Thank
You're
you.
The best.
Shucks, thank you so much. Mark, we'll see you in Brooklyn.
I love it. They was going back and forth. He countered on that 20% and said, would you do 18? She said, I'll do 19. He said, how about 18 and a half? And then she still heard Barbara over there trying to get him to pay attention to her. She went ahead and sealed the deal. I love it, Lori. So Lori ends up with the deal. He ends up walking out of the tank with the deal for $250,000 more than what he asked, for 18.5% with Lori. And she loved his ideas. She loved the directions that he wanted to go. So it didn't seem like she was going to try to persuade him to do something different. And so I think he got the best partner for the deal. I'll make sure y'all pay attention and read the description below, because I'll definitely be looking up to see if the deal went through and how they're doing. This was back in 2015. All right. So it is an old episode. It was aired back in 2015. And so I just wanted, it should be some updates on the internet as to how they did with that partnership. And so make sure you guys read that description to see how it went. But I liked all his business strategies. And then he said, one, he said he had only been doing this for 9 months. In that 9 months, he's already made more than, what, 250 grand. So that's great for 9 months. And then he said in a couple of months, they're launching an online store. And so I really think that was just good business strategy that he just has. And I'm really looking forward to the research to see how this Table 87 cold oven pizza business has done. And so make sure y'all stick around for that update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
I'll never see you again, Thomas. I'm a scorned woman.
We did it, Marco. We did it. We got him. I am so happy right now. I walked out of Shark Tank. What a deal. Nervous walking in and a joyful walking out. It was incredible.